Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Aruba at the NFA meeting, and I'm with Rich Mandel, co-owner of Sterling's Carpet and Floors in Anaheim. Rich, how you doing?
Fine, thanks, Kemp.
I've known you for a long time. You're the latest member to join the NFA. We'll get to that in just a minute. Just a little background first, though. Sterling, as I said, is in Anaheim, 54 years. How'd you guys get in that business?
My best friend from college, John Ernst, who was my banker, and I was in another business with my father, and that closed, or we closed it, and I was looking for a business to buy, and we wanted to do something together, and he banked this carpet store, and it was run by a family. They wanted to sell, and we bought a flooring business. Neither one of us knew one thing about flooring. We knew the fuzzy side was up, and they were buying off goods, and we were going through about 100 rolls a week, and we walked into a business, and that was 30 years ago.
All right, 30 years ago. And you actually have a son who's your succession plan as well, right?
My son, out of college, I think it's been 2000, actually went to work for Shaw in Texas and was a rep for them for, I think, 8 years. And then he never had an interest in our business. And all of a sudden, he got an interest in our business and asked to come to work for us and tried to talk him out of it, telling him the retail business was not like the wholesale business. But he wore us down. It was the best thing that ever happened to us. And then a couple of years ago, my accountant said to me, I think it's time to start giving down the business. And so we're in the process. He's buying the business, my partner's share. He's got a better deal than me. He's getting paid for his share, but, you know, father and son.
So John has no heirs that wants to get into it.
And John and I are still there, and we'll probably always be there.
All right. So let's talk about this decision to join the NFA. I think it's been a little over a year. You never had considered being a part of a buying group before, had you?
No, we really hadn't. We'd been approached by CCA and Abbey and Carpets Plus, and which we actually joined in the infancy. We always seemed to make it on our own, and I couldn't. Those other groups, it seemed like, even though they gave you rebates and everything with the prices you had to pay for the carpet, it probably was my own money coming back. And so we never joined, and then people would come and ask us and say, well, you should be in the NFA, and we knew some of those people as we were a Stainmaster Flooring Center, but there was already somebody in our geographical area, and so we always put it out of our mind.
So in the year and a half, I guess as you look back, you are considering that it's been a good decision, right?
I guess my biggest disappointment is that we didn't do it 20 years ago. It's been great. The minute that we were approached to talk to them, I jumped on it with my son, who's basically taken over the business. And I knew about their transparency and the best practices and how the members shared things with each other. And I'm looking down the road of my son thinking this would be perfect for him. And we got asked to join, and they accepted us, and it's been the best year that we've had.
As I said at the beginning of this interview, I've known you for a long time, and I've seen you at the Shaw Flooring or Line Dealer type of meetings. This just has a different dimension to it, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, there were vendors that never even called on us before over all those years, and all of a sudden we were on the radar, and whether we bought from them or not, we were exposed to them. And the people in this group are, as I say, have been really nice to us, and they're knowledgeable. And we try to listen, we try to have lunch or dinner at these conventions with them, and I learned something, and I think my son learns a lot. And it makes you feel good to be associated with dealers like this.
I know they meet 3 times a year, but you can pick up the phone and call any of these guys anytime, right?
And I have, and it saved us money, and it's, you know, how would you handle this situation, or did this happen to you? It's been really good for us.
One last quick question real quickly. Just on mix shift, we've been talking at Floor Focus a lot about this mix shift between soft surface to hard surface. How has Sterling reacted to that?
Like everybody else, we're still primarily carpet, but we used to be 80-20. Now we're probably 65-35, and that's growing. The 35 is growing, and next year it'll be more. And we still love carpet, but it's changing, and the carpet business has become a rooms carpet business. It's not a house carpet business anymore. So we want the rest of those rooms that aren't carpet, and that's what's happened.
So have you changed the way you've laid out your showroom?
Actually, it's funny you mention that. We stock carpet, and we stock a lot of rolls of carpet, and my son told me on the way here, we had a long 11-hour flight to get here, Dad, I think I'm going to start taking some rolls of carpet off the floor and put more pallets of LVP or wood or whatever on the floor. So yeah, we've changed.
I'm hearing that from some of the other members here.
I bet. It's the way of the world.
All right, Rich, I really appreciate you spending time with us. Again, been talking to Rich Mandel, the latest NFA member to join. down here in Aruba at the NFA fall meeting. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.